Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
And thank you for listening. Tonight we are speaking to an amazingly gifted intuitive, Christina Keene, who channels the goddess of wisdom, Sophia. Christina knew at an early age that she was destined to a unique experience this lifetime, telling some friends that she is a messenger at the age of three. Sophia is a very unique spiritual teacher that I've ever encountered. She keeps me on track, surprises me, and enlightens me. She approaches things, all matters, with a really intense knowingness that can be very blunt and to the point, which I love. For more information about Christina and the goddess, as well as setting up for personal readings and coaching, please go to ChristinaSophia.com on the website. The goddess will be taking calls tonight if you have questions. And with this, I welcome Christina. And thank you for being on air.
Oh, great. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So, out of the blue, you just started channeling the goddess, or how did she introduce herself to you?
Yeah, well, it was somewhat dramatic, actually. So, yeah, at the age of three, I walked around telling everyone I was a messenger. I didn't really, I guess, understand it back then. The idea was I was a messenger for God. I was Catholic, so I didn't, at the time, know goddess. But actually, after that, I think there was a version of me forgetting that I had made this contract with Sophia. And about 13 years ago, I was actually indirectly hit by lightning.
Wow.
And, you know, Sophia is nature. She's Gaia.
Yeah.
So that was like my big awakening. And really not long after that, so I imagine what happened, it opened up that dormant psychic part of myself that I really believe we all have. And really not long after that, I started to have weird animal encounters. I started to have visions of Christ where he was telling me again that I was a messenger. My dad had crossed over and I started to have mediumistic experiences. And through all of those things, it kind of culminated into an evening where I just spontaneously started speaking and there was Sophia. So it was a long journey to get there. And it was kind of dramatic, but as you get to know Sophia, she likes drama.
Yes.
And so a big shock is definitely the way to get my attention, and she did.
Well, are you now feeling very comfortable with this? Are you having any, obviously there's no way you can regret this. I mean, it must be a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's really amazing. At first, I mean, it's definitely, as anyone knows, as you're diving into the alternative realms or reaching beyond the veil, it definitely is nerve-wracking at times, and at times you think, why am I doing this, given that it's a struggle sometimes to present, yes, I channel goddess, but it brings me gifts every single day, and the wisdom she has brought into my life, which is really kind of drawing forth my own wisdom. So instead of relying on her all the time, she's giving me the tools to rely on myself. So as much as it may be hard to be out in the world saying, yes, I am a channel, that's not the easiest thing to say. It brings me so many gifts that I've gotten used to it, and I'm really prepared now to bridge this out to the world, because I think that's what the world needs, just a voice to it and someone that's comfortable with it. And thank goodness, or goddess, that I finally feel comfortable. It was a journey to get there, though.
It was very interesting how you came into my life, or Sophia, well, actually both of you at the same time, actually. I was reading a book, several books, actually, on spiritual psychology, or the soul psychology, where, of course, Sophia is all through it.
Right.
And I went to check my email, and there was an email asking for you to be on my show. And it's like, okay, there's a little synchronicity right there.
Right, yeah.
So it was beautiful and perfect timing, and it's really an honor to have you and the goddess on here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. And it's funny because those are the stories that I really trust in, because I hear that all the time. It's people will say, oh, my goodness, I had a dream of Sophia last night. I don't even know who Sophia is. So I love hearing because really Sophia is speaking to everyone. It's not just she's my guide. She's the guide of humanity. She's your guide as much as mine. So I love to hear when people recognize her, because I really think that's what it's all about, recognizing the goddess.
Yeah, do you have any fun with Sophia?
Oh, we have lots of fun with Sophia, yes. And my husband's my manager, so he's actually the one that gets to speak to Sophia most often. And I think she surprises and shocks him every day and amuses him and keeps him on his toes. And I think the more you acclimate to Sophia or start to feel her in your world, you start to lighten up a bit, because she's really all about fun and play. And we're kind of hard workers over here, so fun and play has been a great addition to our lives.
Yes, most indeed. So is there anything else you want to say, or is it time to bring the goddess?
Well, I'm just really happy to have a chance to say hello. That's great. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on, and you are very gifted and a beautiful human being.
Oh, thank you.
Honored to have you here.
Oh, thank you. So what happens is you have heard me before, but
yes.
I just take a couple of breaths, so I don't need silence or reverence or anything like that. I know how to go into trance pretty easily, so it takes me about, 5 to 10, sometimes 30 seconds, just taking deep breaths, and then you'll get Sophia.
Okay.
All right, see you later. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you, Christina. Now, the goddess has been around forever, and it is wonderful. She can be kind of blunt, so I just wanted to let you know. She is also, they do have some CDs on the website that I highly recommend. They give you some basic information to really start the process, and even if you're on the path, it is great information just to reinforce your foundation. So, we're waiting for...
Grand. And hello, sister. It is Sophia that speaks for the Miss here and now. So excited to be with you tonight, yes?
Yes, it's an honor to have you here. So, do I call you the goddess, or can I call you Sophia?
You are welcome to call me Sophia, for really it is all about getting to know one another as friends. Let us throw away that I am goddess, even though that is what I am. Sometimes that gets in the way, yes?
Yes.
Of having a conversation. Just imagine me as a good friend arriving to chat, to dance, to dialogue with all of the juicy things going on in your life, yes?
Yes. Now, Sophia, there's so many areas that, first of all, I really have enjoyed your CDs, and I was just telling the audience they really need to get them.
We love the word need, but we say, go ahead and try them out, yes? And I love that, because the need is you reading an energy that people really don't have, that reinforcement that reminds them that they are intuitive. And that is what these three CDs are about, this reminder that you are here for a purpose. So we start the CD number one with life's purpose, or soul's unfoldment, reminding each and every person that there are many things that you are here to do on this planet, and I give you the different ways to dive into them. If I were to ask you, sister, what is one of your life purposes here?
Oh, definitely doing this radio show. Having you and other beautiful healers and people who have a message, ways of helping each of us be on this planet in harmonious ways, definitely.
Yes. All those that answer that question, that I am here to help others, to bring messages out, those are what we call the healers or the intuitives of the planet. And this series of CDs are based around the 20% that are the healers, like yourself, that they know in their souls, in their bodies, that I am on this earth to help balance the poles, the right, the left, the up, the down, the dark, the light, yes?
Yeah.
And I love sharing it with intuitives, because intuitives tend to feel weighted by this planet, yes? So that moves into the next CD, the tools and techniques to manifest that which you know, that I am here to facilitate, to help, to remember. And being an intuitive, it's sometimes very hard. It's harder than being someone who's not awake, for there is the feeling how much pain the planet is in. And I imagine for you, sister, you feel a lot. Is that correct?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Very empathic. And as we discussed when I was talking to you earlier, I have a problem at times clearing my energy field.
Yes.
And your techniques have helped tremendously.
Yes, good. I remind, yes, intuitives, that there really is, just like as a human being, we have to take a shower or we get smelly here, yes? Just like we need to brush our teeth or we get a film on it. In terms of intuitives, there is a must or a need to clear the field because we are used to picking up everyone else. And when everyone else is in your field, then you are a bit smelly and nobody really wants to be around you because you are carrying everybody else. And those are some of the tools that I offer, how to lift energy off of you so that you can be your truth in the face of darkness, in the face of war, in the face of political havoc right now. You can still feel harmony in your own body. You can still be in balance, but it takes some practice, yes? Just like when we are training for a marathon, we just don't get out there and run it, yes? We get out every single day and we practice. And that is what I am here to remind the intuitives. Practice, my friends. Practice your intuitive cleansing tools. Practice knowing who you are, and it will get easier. You have felt things getting a little easier for you as you have been practicing the bubble, yes?
Oh, much easier.
Good. Good. And what I say to everyone listening, there is a particular tool that I work with called the energetic bubble, where it is simply returning energy back to source, working with a fiery or a flame energy to clear it out of your body, and then creating a sacred bubble around yourself so that you may exist inside of a temple. These and many other tools I chat about both in private sessions and in the CD series, as well as on radio programs chatting to the likes of you. For truly, sister, you are doing a great service by allowing beings to come forth and bringing their truth to the table. For as one being speaks their truth, another stands up and says, today is the day I will speak my truth. Yes?
Yes. And it's really an honor to have them on the program. I'm enjoying this so much.
Yes.
And it's helping me stand in my truth as well, which is even a bonus.
Ah, grand. Well, that is really the point, actually.
Yes.
You call it the bonus. I call it the point here, yes? For you to stand in your truth is the whole point of why you are creating all of this, to encourage you to be as grand as you are, for you are a grand being, and especially those that listen to your program, they are drawn to you for a reason, and the reason they, too, are stepping into the shoes of grandness. How do I walk today in those sassy, for you, maybe a little bit of red pump, a little heel to play around with. Yes, for someone else, it may look differently, but it is about how do I be in sassy shoes today, yes?
Yes.
Very good.
Definitely have my sassy attitude.
Ah, grand. And the sassy attitude allows us to be free to speak our truth. Whether our truth is always pretty, as long as we speak it with knowingness behind it, then we are servicing humanity. And that is what you were saying, that I am very blunt. Yes, I am, for I speak truth. And it is up to those who hear truth to respond to it, yes? It is not my problem if you are all stirred, yes, because I spoke truth today, yes?
Yeah.
Truth is what is meant to be revealed. So that is why I am blunt. That is why I get in people's faces. I say to everyone, it is today that I shall reveal truth so that you can be more truthful in your life, yes?
Yes.
Ah, very exciting. Yes, I tend to push buttons, but I push buttons for the greater good, yes, to facilitate an individual and then the collective to find essence. And it is very hard to find essence in a planet that is really filled with masks and illusions. So really, as we get blunt, as we speak truth as it is, it shocks people out of their stuff, yes? Most definitely, we can hear that laughing, for you have enjoyed my bluntness, yes?
Oh, very much so.
Grand. Good.
So, did you want to do a little bit of the exercise of the energetic bubble, or do you want to go on and discuss about the other CD? Because I don't think we've discussed the third CD yet.
Yes. Embracing the Doubts and Fears. And given that today we were going to chat about the Shadow Dance, yes? That is a great CD to focus on. However, I love your request to do the energy bubble. For again, it is about you being in service of those that are listening. So let us do the energy bubble. Then we will dive into the last CD, which is really the most playful CD, yet the most dramatic, yes? Embracing Doubts and Fears, dancing with that shadow, yes?
Yes.
But before we go there, let us make sure that we are safe. And that is what you are offering, safety. Because when you are in your own sacred temple, feel what it is like to be in a church. You feel safe in that church. And once you feel safe, it is really easy to face the, let us say, the little monsters in the closet, yeah?
Yes.
Very good.
Oh. Sophia?
Yes?
I'm going to interrupt you because we have a caller.
All right. Good.
All right. Hello, caller.
Hi, Sophia. This is Brant.
Hello, beloved. How are you this evening?
Good. And yourself?
Grand. How can I be of service, beloved?
I'm just curious to know if there are any messages that I need to hear or anything in general, or pretty much.
Good. Do you mind if I ask, instead of asking for an overall reading? So buckle your seatbelt. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so by asking for a general reading, in some ways you put power into my hands, yes? And given that I am goddess and we are chatting about the shadow dance tonight, I suggest to not put power in my hands. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Instead, let us reach into your power and ask a question that you are really wanting to know right now. Pull into yourself and say, I am chatting, yes? Maybe, you don't have to believe who I am, but maybe I am actually chatting to the divine being, yes? And what would I like to know? So when you get directive with me, you get a directive answer.
Okay.
When you are general with me, brother, you
get a general answer.
You give me places to cause trouble. So go ahead, let's be directive, yes?
Okay, do you feel that the job that I'm applying for, I will get?
Ah, very good. I feel a very strong presence to your left-hand side. So what this is the female side or a guide coming in to say that this job is a place where you could truly practice being more and more of thyself. So I feel there is a strong possibility, yes, you will or maybe get this job if, yes, we are committed to expanding yourself, to start to reveal that you are someone that works with intuition. Is that correct, brother?
Yes.
Ah, this is an opportunity for you to weave that language. It is not to say, oh, I am psychic to the potential employer, but it is starting to use the language of, I work from gut. I get little visions or dreams of things. What is the job about, if you don't mind me asking?
Working with children in a community center.
Yes. And with children, we can use imagination. So are you ready to claim that you are an intuitive? For that is what this job is about, yes?
Yes.
Being witnessed by children in your power and trusting that those children see beyond the veil, yes?
Correct.
And they are connected, and also helping to reinforce that just by your own knowingness, not ignoring it, yes? Because everyone else ignores it. Does this make sense?
Yes.
All right. So here is the tool I am going to give you so that we can truly get this job, yes?
Okay.
It is about being with what we would call the universe, saying to the universe, you gift to me this job, and I will gift you back with my knowingness as an intuitive. It is saying, I receive a gift, and I give the gift. The universe is waiting. Yes, the universe is waiting for you to be the magician. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mr. Harry Potter, yes, where is your wand? Pull it out, yes? You know what I am chatting about, yes?
Yeah.
It is the side you keep hidden all of the time. I tend to pull it to the surface, yes?
Correct.
Good. So what I suggest is that you do a little magic around this job. You do a little of pulling that wand out and saying, hell yes to the universe, I shall do this work, yes? I shall be this magician and allow children to feel their magic as well. Are we making a deal here?
Correct, yes.
All right, can we shake on it? We'll spit and shake on it, yes? The really manly way to do it, yes?
Yes.
Very good, brother. I am very excited for you. And do me a favor, yes?
Sure.
Do not give your power away again to another intuitive. You are as powerful as all intuitives you ask questions to. Ask a particular question. Hold on to your power. Fair enough?
Fair.
Very good. I am very excited for you. We shall dance the dance for you tonight, yes?
Yes, thank you, Sophia.
All right, beloved, I send my love, yes?
Okay, thank you.
Grand. Namaste, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. That's something that a lot of intuitives do, don't they? They give away their power.
Yes. And a lot of the, let us say, the New Age field, it is about giving readings. And sometimes readings are not actually that helpful because, again, someone is giving away the power and then someone says, let me take it and give it back to you. Now, a reading is about giving back power. However, one of the most powerful things is asking someone to be in power first, yes?
Right.
Don't tell me, here, take the reins. I am goddess. We are chatting about shadow tonight. Do you really want to give me the reins? I don't think so, yes? And the truth is you never know who you are chatting to and what their intentions are. Now, many healers have great intentions. However, I will say there are some people that have learned the how the universe works and likes to feel in power that they know something that you do not. The truth is we could not read it if you did not know it already, yes? So we are not doing anything that brilliant. We are reading that which already is, yes?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you for that. That was my little rant and rave, yes, about, let us say, sometimes those that get carried away with allowing people to give their power away. So will you try this yourself, sister? Insist that people be in their power when they chat to you?
Most definitely.
When we do this, we service the entire planet by saying, yes, I shall answer your question, but let us stand in your power first. And then your question will truly unfold in the most magical way. And do you see the difference of how he started and how he finished, yes?
Yes.
Oh, we did a dance together. What a magical man. That prior to that, it would have been about my magic, and it's truly about his, yes?
Yes.
Very exciting. All right, shall we go back to the energy bubble?
Please.
All right, here we go. So you will do the repeat after me. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right, we start with the verbiage, all energies, not my own.
All energy, not my own.
Return to source.
Return to source.
See you later.
See you later.
Take a hike.
Take a hike.
Grandma.
Grandma. Bye. Adios.
Very good. I take it somebody else is calling in, yes?
Yes.
Very good. Hello, my friend.
Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Lawrence Tiger.
Hello, beloved. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What is your name?
I'm Lawrence Tiger. The phone's acting funny.
All right, so speak up in your loudest voice and ask me, what is your question? How can I help you tonight?
Okay, my question is it time for me to take another step on my path out of the state of Arizona?
Ah, very good. All right, so tell me all of the reasons that you are feeling drawn to step over the line. I love how you say, step out of Arizona. What are some of the evidence in your life right now that is telling you that this is true for you? Do you know?
Yeah.
Tell me. Throw it out there in the world. Have you been seeing things that say, get out of Arizona? I am going to say yes. You are correct in starting to put your piggies across the line and feeling out there. But I am asking you, how do you know this right now?
Something's drawn me to the state of Kansas to work on the energy grid that surrounds Earth.
Very good. And you get specific. You call it Kansas, yes? And you are saying something is calling me. Identify that something. If we were to pick a body part right now, what body part is calling you there? What part of your body says, go to Kansas?
I just know there's something that's needs to be fixed with the energy grid in Kansas to helpfully to cut down on the tornadoes up there.
Yes, very good. All right, try to feel your body. I know this may sound bizarre. I will reveal why I am doing this afterwards, but feel your body and tell me where you know this inside of your body. Is it your shoulders? Is it your gut? Is it your toes?
It's just with my abilities, I just know things.
Yes. Good. I know you know. And what we are doing is bridging it to the third dimension. Your body is your third dimensional tool. That's why I am insisting you pick a body part. So just randomly pick one. I will give you some to pick from. Belly, my gut tells me to go there. My shoulders tell me to go there. Or my feet tell me to go there. Pick one of those.
Let's see, we'll have to go with my feet.
Your feet. You started with your feet to begin with. Very good. Because if this was up towards the shoulders, we would say that this is an intuitive feeling energy that needs to be lifted, that the weight of the world is on you. If it is a gut perspective, you are feeling it from outside of yourself. Your feet are very grounded to the third dimension, and they are moving you in that direction, meaning that there is something there for you, brother. Other than the work you will do on the grids, the lifting of the grand weather conditions over there, there is something great for you there. And your feet are doing the talking and doing the walking. How exciting. Will you follow your feet?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Do you see that it is important for you to bring this energy down? For when you bring it down, you make it real, and you follow through in a very particular way that is body-orientated, third dimension. Brother, you are someone that can feel seventh dimension and higher. If we do not bring this energy through the body and down, it turns into a whirlwind experience that is non-translatable to the rest of the world. What I would like is to translate you and to offer your story out to the world. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Ah, very good. So will you practice feet and getting grounded? For I would really like to bring the information, the very high level of information you get, bringing it down into the planet and facilitating those that cannot go as high as you can right now. How do you feel about that?
That sounds good.
All right. So you are making a contract with me to be all about your piggies. Maybe you should go get a, what is it called, a pedicure, brother? Yes?
Yeah, that probably wouldn't hurt.
Ah, try it out. The more you are focused on your feet, the more things are going to happen quick for you. You're usually focused way above. Bring it down, and you will notice manifestation happening much quicker. Fair enough?
That's true.
All right, brother, I am very excited for you. I am looking forward to hearing about the shoes that will take you to Kansas, yes?
Correct.
Feel free to send us an email in terms of updating on where you travel to. I love that image of your feet traveling. So if you would like, I would love to hear the update, yes?
Correct.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, yes?
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening. Namaste, my friend.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Good. Bye-bye. Thank you. So, really quick. Is that generally, if somebody feels it in the shoulder, then it's weighing them down? If it's in their gut, then it's something outside of them?
Yes, very good, sister.
Oh, it's very interesting. I learned something very much here.
Yes, well, the reason I tested him, and that was a little test, yes?
Yes.
To see, is this information based in his truth or the truth of the planet? If you are feeling energy on your shoulders, usually intuitives are carrying the weight of the planet. So it is a planetary thing. Intuitives are used to lifting things off the planet. And guess what? Yes, here is the big key for all of you. You don't have to do it anymore, yes? You can retire. You can kick your piggies up and relax, yes?
Yes.
Now, why is that? It is because that there is, let us say, many masters that are coming to your planet right now, that are walking amongst you right now, that are about lifting the planet up. So you don't have to do it, that the intuitives can take a break. How exciting. Yes?
Oh, it's very exciting.
Good. And then the gut is that beings, very particularly in Kansas, are calling you. When you get things around your solar plexus, it is usually a call from a person, a group of people. So when he went all the way down to his feet, yes, that is saying that this is truthful information about him walking his walk. And that is what I was checking in on, to make sure that he is feeling the truth, that this is meant for him. But you heard him phrase how it was really meant for others. However, when you combine others with yourself, that is the truly magical combination, yes?
Yes.
Oh, very exciting.
Definitely.
All right, so we go back to the bubble?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All energy is not my own, return to source.
All energy is not my own, return to source.
And we did a dramatic version where we said, all energy is not my own, scram, get out, see you later, take a hike, go ahead, whatever version you would like, yeah?
All energy is return to wherever you want to go back to source, bye-bye, adios,
Adios. I love that one. See you later. Yes? Very good. Then once we give that verbiage or a form like that, all energy, go back to where you came from. Adios. Take a hike. Then we name names. So I will not ask you to name names on air, but I will do the bigger names of, it should cover the gamut of people. So we start with the name of our mother, father, sisters, brothers, friends. We name them all out loud, because what happens is these beings have, it is like the key to the back door. That mother knows how to come in even when she's not invited. You know what I mean, yes?
Yeah.
So when we say their names, they're truly required to leave our sacred space. It does not mean we do not love them. It does not mean we do not respect them. It just means that we are looking for some sacred time so we can hear our soul. So then we name all of our co-workers. We name anyone that is crossed over that we imagine might be in our field. And then we name collective consciousness, all energies, the collective energies, all the thoughts that people are thinking right now, send them back to source. And once we finish with naming the names, then we imagine a big fire. So when I say fire, what do you think? Is it a bonfire? Is it a campfire? What do you think of when I say a big fire?
Bonfire.
A bonfire. Good. And we can see it, yes, flickering, all of this energy. And what we are going to do is imagine that we can step into that bonfire. We will not be burned. We will be cleansed. So you're ready to step in?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. We step those 2 feet in, and I am going to bring the energy up through the body. So let us feel it moving through the feet. We are not burned, but all energy is not our own. Return to source so that we may walk our own walk. We are allowing the energies to move through our legs so we can stand in our own stance, our own posture. We allow this energy to move into our belly, into the pelvis bone, allowing this red energy to move up into the center of our belly. We clear out all energies of others. We allow this beautiful flame to move up and burst into the heart so that we can feel our heart centers and we can trust that all that is going on is imperfection right now. We move this energy up into the shoulders. We lift all of that planetary weight off of those shoulders of yours, and we move into the throat so that we may speak our truth on this planet. And when we move up into the head, we imagine this big tornado, this fiery tornado, whipping around our head, and we then push it out the top of our head. And as it comes out of the top of our head, we step out of the fire. A clean, a clear being, yes? Someone that has been washed in the sacred energy of the fire. How do you feel?
Wonderful.
Yes, a little fiery, a little... we will notice a lot of times our hearts will beat a little quicker because we are lifting off the weight of others. And it's very tiring to carry a backpack around you with you for a while, yes?
Yes.
Good. And then I ask you to pick your favorite color in the world. What is your favorite color?
Indigo.
Ah, grand. Of course it is indigo. And we surround you 10 feet. And really imagine 10 feet. 10 feet in all directions in this indigo color. And what we have created is your sacred temple. And it can be any color. Does not matter. It is just to surround yourself in a color that feels really good to you. And what we have done is we have created what I call the 1-800, yes, the line to your soul. For your soul tends to, it's always chatting to you. You just can't hear it because there is so much interference in the room. What we have done is cleared out all the voices of others so that you may hear your higher self. Your unlimited self speak. For truly, it is you that has all the wisdom. It is you that knows where to go. It is you that is the sacred one, yes?
Yes.
All right. How does it feel to be in the sacred bubble?
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Now that we are in it, we are ready to go to the hard places, yes?
Yes, definitely.
All right. So where are we going in regards to the shadow? For this is what you truly created after speaking with me, this idea of the shadow, yes?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it.
It's kind of a dark, mysterious place that in many ways holds me back because I'm afraid of it.
Yes. Good. You are afraid of the shadow, yes?
Well, I used to. Now I play in it. But at one time, yes, I just see a lot of people afraid to really connect to their shadow.
Good. Grand. And you are offering such a grand service by speaking this. So many people are afraid of the dark, yes? Metaphorically. Afraid of the places that are scary. The fear. Good. And instead of running from it, because that is what we have been told, let us walk away, look the other way from darkness, turn our face from it, or run from it, hide from it, or release it, yes? Let it go. You ready? Well, I'm going to tell everyone to buckle their seatbelts. You already know what I am going to say, but let's buckle it anyways, yes?
Yes.
Instead, I am going to ask you to turn and face the shadow, yes?
Yes.
For truly, when people say, let go of that, what we are doing is asking you to create distance, not for it to go away, but just for it to create a little space so that you may dialogue with that aspect of self. So, are you ready to hear that I truly feel that fear, yes, is an aspect of self. It's part of who you are. It is a piece that's trying to get your attention. It has a message for you. How does that feel?
Accurate.
Our darkness has something to say to us. All right, so now we work with the tools. Now, this is, I go through this on the third CD, which is called Embracing Your Doubts and Fears. And notice, embracing, it is like giving a hug to your doubts and fears. Now, that may be rough for many of us to imagine. But for now, let's imagine that, like in a prison, we have that, let us say that, glass in between so that the fear is on the other side. It can't get to us. Is that an okay place to start? Yes?
Sure.
And then we pick up the phone and we can dialogue to it, but there is a security guard in the room. That being is not going to get to us. Yes?
Yes.
We will start by picking up the phone to the prisoner that is fear and saying, hello, how is it for you in that prison cell? And what do you imagine that fear has to say to you? How do you imagine that prison cell really is?
I don't think he likes it too much. He wants to get out.
It is not so nice in there, yes?
No.
He's trying to escape over and over and over again. And this is what is going on with our fears. We cage them. We put them in prisons. And I call them because they are aspects of self that are just looking to give you a message. So as we sit on the telephone and this being says, is there any way you can help me out of here? Then we start giving the ground rules, yes?
Yeah.
You want to get out, you got to be on good behavior, all right? So here are the rules. So these are many things that I give our rules to work with the darker aspects, to say, I am ready to sit with you, but you got to give me a break. You're kind of a scary being. You got tattoos. You are a big muscle man back there. Yes, I am just this little girl, yes, this little woman. I am kind of nervous of you. So in order for me to be present with you, here are some of my rules. And that's what people forget, that you can create rules when you are dancing with energies, that you can say, enough for today, yes? So that is our first technique. We say hello or address the being, and it is okay for the being or this energy we are calling fear to be in prison. And then we start to look at ways, how can we invite that being into a room with us so we can chat so it eventually can be free. And freedom is the ability to face your fears, to chat with them, and to say, welcome home. Yes?
Yes. Definitely.
And when they are welcome home, they don't plague you anymore because they have received your attention. I say they because we have many fears. And truly, one of the fears that is the biggest, let me call it a monster in the room for intuitives, is that they are afraid of their greatness. They are afraid to become the little Harry Potter that is magical and to really look at all of the forces on your planet that are very dark and hard to be with. It is like fighting dark forces and will the good wizard win. And I say to all of you, it is not a war like is portrayed in Harry Potter. It is a war with thyself that says you are only fighting that dragon that is the fear of you being so great. Does that make sense to you?
Thanks. Perfect sense, and we have another caller.
Grand. As we are chatting about dragons and fears. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I am well, thank you. How can I be of service?
Well, I would like to know pretty much what the gentleman before called about, and I'd like to know, do you see me earning my ability to earn any money at any time soon? And if so, is it going to be in Arizona?
Ah, all right. Do I see that you have the ability to earn money anytime soon? Right away, let's look at your question, yes? Your question doubts your abilities to start with. So let's change the question, yes? Let's go with Sophia, yes? Demand of me. Tell me I am making money soon, right?
Yes.
Okay, do that for me. Tell it back to me. Sophia, I am making money soon, right?
Sophia, I am making money soon.
Ah, there you go, sister. Right away, you have changed. Instead of saying, oh, no, is this going to happen? You are saying, yes, it is. So let me chat to you about how to make this money. And we are feeling Arizona again. Is that correct?
I didn't hear you.
And Arizona, did you mention Arizona?
Yes, yes. I live in Arizona, and I'm wondering if, am I leaving here anytime soon?
Leaving anytime soon. I feel that. All right, sister. First of all, I want to say to you, your money-earning powers, yes, are what I am going to call the dragon in the room, the piece that you are afraid of, all right? So I am going to say the thing that is holding you back is actually your potential at money-earning, that in some way inside of you, you know that you are a very powerful person. And it's almost like afraid of, let us say, really turning on the waterfall. Whoa, here it comes. And when I say that, how does it feel to you that I say you are afraid of the power that is you? That's all right if you don't feel it at the moment. Say, I don't know about that, Sophia. Let's be honest here, yes?
Yeah, I really don't know about that. I'm hoping that's not so, because I'm on the edge.
You're on the edge, I see.
Need to get this. If it's fear, then I need to get rid of it.
All right. So I am going to really suggest possibly for you to look at the doubts and fear CD I do, for it is not about getting rid of it. It is about embracing it and facing it. So being on the edge, let us say, let's imagine you diving off the edge and truly finding your parachute on the way down. That is true power, yes? When we jump off, we do not have the parachute, but we make it out of our clothes on the way down, yes?
Out of necessity, huh?
Out of knowingness. Not out of necessity, out of knowingness that we have the power to land gently on the ground. I am really going to say what you are afraid of is your power. So what I am going to ask is for you to look at evidence around you that says you are powerful. So I'm going to ask you to look for lights flickering on and off. I'm going to ask you to look at dogs or animals or young children that seem to look at you strange whenever you walk by. You are a grand, powerful, intuitive. And what I feel of you, you are just afraid of the truth of who you are, which keeps it all shut down or turned off. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what we work with is big, huge images like waterfalls or a dam, turning the dam that it was off, turning it on. So any type of image that you can work on turning it on and not being afraid of the force that is. So even if we look at a fire truck, if you were to turn the hose on to feel the boom, the water coming forth, that is truly how I feel you unfolding quickly, fast, and whoa, yes? So once you prepare for that, then truly the shift out of the place you're at right now will be quick and surprising. I feel all quickness when it comes to you. One day it's this way, the next day it's completely different.
Mm.
How does that feel? Has your life been like that, dramatic shifts?
Yes, my life always goes that way.
Yes.
And I never know how it's going to come, how I'm going to do it. It just seems to sort of make itself known when it's time.
Good. So trust that this is how you do things. I know it has been frustrating to be this way, but when you embrace that you are this way, that you go from left to right, you are someone that is considered a jumper. We would call a base jumper, a skydiver. You do things intensely, and that is what is so exciting about you, yet also what tends to be your curse as well, yes?
My what?
Your curse, the thing that plagues you. Yes,
yes it does.
So when we really embrace it as a gift, the curse will lessen. When you trust that something will shift for me quickly, I don't know how or when, but it will. When you know that in your bones,
then this transformation, this shift, will be the one that starts to release you from having to be the grasshopper. You see how the grasshopper takes great leaps, yes? And it seems to miss all of the ground in between. Once you understand yourself as a grasshopper, then you can say, all right, I am ready to be the snail now, yes? I cover all the terrain. How does that sound to you?
Sounds good.
All right, beloved. Embrace the grasshopper, I say to you, yes?
Yes.
Words of wisdom. Embrace the grasshopper. So there is a great book called Animals Speak, yes? I suggest you look it up and look up grasshopper. You will recognize yourself in that insect, in that being, yes?
Okay.
All right, I am very excited that you will leap out of your current perspective and leap into abundance. I feel it, sister. I know it, yes?
Yes.
All right, beloved. I honor you. Thank you. Yes?
Thank you, Sophia.
All right. Namaste, my friend.
Thank
Namaste.
You. Now, that really does stand in the way. If people's fear stops them from manifesting.
Yes. And we can feel it is the ones that are so, let us say, they are so pulled in or tight. You could feel that woman is completely in doubt of who she is. Yes?
Right.
And as you started, as I started to reflect her back to her, because that is all I do, my friends, I reflect you back to you, as I started to remind her that leaps are how she does things, that this scenario could change tomorrow. And it is really about looking at who you are and embracing that person. If you are not a grasshopper, if you are the snail, be the snail first. And as you embrace that aspect of self, you will open up opportunities to become more than what you have already been thus far.
Yes.
Good. Very exciting. So, we are ready. We have looked at, let us say, chatting to that being behind the bars right now. And then the next tool, do you mind if I give the next tool?
Oh, please do.
It is to grab that sacred flashlight, yes, so that we are never in the dark, that we can point to the different places that we want to look at. Or a grand, let us say, a spotlight that we can take where we want, so that we do not have to be afraid of the dark aspects. We can always shine a light on the places that we are afraid, yes?
Yes.
And when we shine a light on it, just like a deer in a headlight, it freezes. It doesn't move towards us. So this is one of the greatest tools in terms of being with your fear. Shine a light on it, yes?
Yes.
All right, and I will not give it all away, but truly we are really starting to do the dance with the shadow, inviting it in, even if we are dancing with a prisoner, even if we are shining the light on what seems to be a dark being, we are actually starting to have a little bit of fun, yes?
Yes.
And that is what I am all about in regards to fear and doubt, is having fun with it.
And then you also have fun with the manifestation as well.
Ah, exactly. For truly, it is really about people stepping into really understanding that the dreams and visions that you have, you get close to it. Yet truly, the universe wants to surprise you in even a greater version of yourself than you can imagine, yes?
Oh, yes, and they always do.
Very exciting. Good. How has this felt as an introduction tonight for you?
Oh, it's been wonderful.
It's very exciting to, let us say, feel the richness, yes, as we dive in and start shining lights on our fears, as we start to really contemplate our life's purposes, and as we really get the tools to manifest our dreams. For I say to each and every one of you listening, you are very, very powerful. That is the thing that is so worrisome to you, is your power. It is the 20% that are listening right now. You are the ones that shall shift and change this planet by just being you. Guess what? You don't have to work anymore. You have worked plenty on this planet. All you have to do is be yourself. Dance your dance. Be as grand as you are. And that changes everything. How exciting, yes?
Yes, very much so. It'd be nice to have fun.
Yes. Good.
Very much so. Well, our time is coming to a close. So I just wanted to mention, at times on the website, they do have specials. Is there any specials going on right now?
Ah, very good. Thank you very much. There is. We are doing a special that is around the tax
season and the recession right now. So what we are offering is a $50 discount on an hour session where we dive into this whole idea of abundance and how, let us say, collective consciousness of recession and taxes and giving your money away, what happens around that those times. So yes, it is a half hour, $50 off an hour, and you can look at that on the website. If you sign up on the website, you will receive an email, I believe, that gives you that special, yes?
Yes.
And each month we offer, maybe it is not monthly, it depends on what is going on right now, but we offer specials, and we are always giving you opportunities to dance with me, to create a relationship with me, whether it is through those CDs or it is through listening to a radio program, or it is working one-on-one. And one-on-one is a sacred venture. And many people are afraid of me, and I say there is nothing to fear, yes? It is only me sitting with you, offering to you the things you have forgotten, yes?
Yes.
Good.
And it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I am not as scary as everyone thinks. I like to play around, yes?
Yes.
And truly, it is all about you, that there is no other intention than to gift you back to you. That is what I offer to this planet, gifting you back to thyself.
Yes, and it's an honor that you do it, and it's been wonderful to have you on the show. I do want to remind everyone that the website is Christina, with a K, K, ChristinaSophia.com. So ChristinaSophia.com is where you can find out more information about getting a reading and the CDs and the specials they're having on. And there's a lot of great information on there as well. So I want to thank you, Goddess, for being on. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, my friend. It has been an honor, yes?
Thank you very much. Next week, we are talking to Anna Marie Hemingway about her book, Practicing Conscious Living and Dying. Until then, I'm Jennifer Helming. Hoping with each breath of air, you gain new insights and inspiration. I thank you very much for listening. Many blessings and good night.